We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Numbeis Omid Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Numbeis Omid Beis, almost about the beginning of the line. The first word of the line is Takana, next word. Imrita Bas Tali. This was lady, Imrita Bas Tali, Bas Kayin Shazinsa Habayi. She was Bas Kayin Shazinsa, and she was Chayiv Sreifa. Now, this was after the Churban Habayis ready. Akva Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Chavilez Meiris, Besarfa. Rav Chama took a bunch of Chavilez Meiris. After Edim, there was Asra, and it burnt her with Chavilas Maris Vesarfa. Omar Rav Yosef, says, Ta'a Betarti. He made Rechome two mistakes. Number one, Ta'a Bet Rav Masna. He made the mistake of Rav Masna, which is Omar Aleph. Rav Masna says from a pasuk that the way you do the Oynish of Sreifa is with a Psila Shalavar. Now, truth is, like Tosis points out, you could have said, like someone points out, they could have said it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. And you don't have to go run to Rav Masna. But al-Kapanim, at least he brought a pasuk. So he brought a pasuk. So number one is that, I forgot who asked his kasha, that he could have brought the Mishnah, but al-Kapanim, Rav Masna brought a pasuk. So Ta'a B'Tarti, Ta'a B'Tarti, Rav Masna. First of all, he was Ta'a B'Rav Masna. But Ta'a, number two is, but Ta'a, can you tell me a mistake about this b'raisa? The b'raisa says, Avasa al-Kohen al-Aviv al-Shev, that Shev v'Amheim, that the only, and there it says about capital punishment, about Mises Bezdin. When the coin is in the base of Mikdash, yes, mishpat. Then you could prosecute cattle punishment. Bezmanche ain't coin, ain't mishpat. If there's no coin, there's no mishpat, there's no capital punishment. Why not? So Rashi explains the reason is because you need to have the Lishkas Hagazis. Sanhedrin has to be in the Lishkas Hagazis in order to have capital punishment. Yeah, to have mishpat, you have to have, it's not after the coin doing avodah. The point is that you have to have the Lishkas Hagazis. And send the Mishnah, and if it's time, like, what's Pshat? Heck, he said Rav Chama made two terrible mistakes. First of all, he flipped his mind and said you have capital punishment. Also, it's a Mishnah that says Psil Shalavar. How did he make such a mistake? So the Marashal actually says that the Yashil Yashva, the Loy Ta'a, B'tzarech Shahi, whom Shemach is Sreif Ashleik Adini Yashav, Psil Shalavar, Shloyom Udonna Philip is Manazef. I can't. He definitely did a different way to show that I'm not doing Mrs. Bezin. I'll do Mrs. Bezin now. Ela Sreifal Fisha'a V'Tzarech Shah Lo'isa Darhaya. He says it was a Tzarech Shah, and that's why he changed it. That's the Pshat. We had it before. It's just the thing. Sometimes if the time calls for it, you could do it. We had before, someone was riding a horse, they gave him Misa. We had a Gemara Sanhedrin. Sometimes if the time calls for it, there's a way to do it. It answers the kasha a little bit. It's a pellet to say he makes mistakes. But that's what Rashi says. It's still maybe considered a mistake, but it definitely tones it down. Omer Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik. Maisa Bas Kohen Shinsa. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik in the Mishnah says that I know a story of Beis Din that they took Chavilas Meiris, they surrounded him, surrounded her or him, and burnt them. Omer Rav Yosef, Beis Din Shel Tzedukim Hava. Was Beis Din Shel Tzedukim. Remember, Tzedukim take everything literally. The Torah says Sreifa, it means Sreifa. They don't have his drasha, learn Sreifa from Aaron or Kayak, or Bnei Aaron or from Kayak, and therefore they held Chavilas Meiris. So, Omer Rav Yosef, Beis Din Shel Tzedukim Hava, Hachi Omer Lehu, this is what Rav Elazar Tzadik said, I remember Maisa, Hachi Hadru Lehu, and they answered him, that Beis Din was a mistake. Frey the Gemara about Tanya, I have a Bryce, a different version of the story that Rav Elazar said over. Omer Rav Eliezer, Rav Tzadik, Zechru Nika Sheyisi Tinoik, when I was younger, Murkav Aksefa Shel Abba, and my father was carrying me on his shoulder, Vaviu, and he went to Beis Din, Vaviu Bas Kohen Zinsa, they brought Bas Kohen Zinsa, like Vu Chavilin's Murris, and they burnt her. So that was his right that they do regular sreifa. Amruloi, they answered, Katan is your katan, aim a vi and rhyme a katan. You don't bring rhyme from a katan. So you see a different version of the story. Our Mishnah is one version, the Brice is another version. So it says, Shnei Maismava. There's two stories. Two stories. So it's my Hamel of Horatio. Which one did our Blazmer Tzadik say over first? Elaim Hakamaisa, if he said over the Mishnah's case first, so Hakamaisa Malaratio. So Amalek is a gadol. If he says of a story that he saw when he was a gadol, that he witnessed when he was a gadol, but the Ashkube, Rabbanon said, it's not a riot, Tzedukim. Why would he say a story then that he witnessed when he was a katan? Amalek is a katan, the Ashkube, they're going to listen to him then? Like, what's singing another story for? They already answered him. Elohom Alaresha. The first story he said was the story that when he was a katan. But Amalek and the Chachama answered, katan Yisa, and you don't bring a riot from a katan. Then he said, I have a story when I was a god also. They told him, because that bezin was not a baki, that was a bezin of tzedukim, and therefore don't bring a riot from there. So that was Sreifa. Ray took care of Skila and Sreifa. Now I'm going to go to Naragin, which is Saif. Mitzvah Sanarogim, how do you do it? Hoimatizin es Rosh Hashayit. They chopped off his head with a sword. Kederach Shal Malchus, I said, just like the non-Jewish kingdoms, governments do this, they did it that way. Rabbi Yehuda Menivel was like, that's a nivel, that's not nice. Elo, Manicha es Rosh Hashayit, he put his head on a sadon, which is like on a box. The koitz of a kufitz, and they chop it off with an axe. It's a thicker thing, an axe, not so thin. There's no misa worse than that. That's much worse. It disfigures his whole neck and everything. That's much worse. So what were you saying? This is much worse. And we'll see what Shad Rav Yehuda said. Nivel was lying in the Gemara. We'll see already what it means. So the Mishnah says that a machloek is how you do sayit. According to the Tanakhama, you do it with a knife, with a sword, you chop off his head. He says you do it with an axe. You put his head down on a box and you chop him off with an axe. Tanya. Omalam Rav Yehuda Chomim. I know that my misa that I said you should do is minovelosi. It's disgusting. What should I do? And if I can't do like the non-Jewish governments do, because that's chusayim leselechu. And look at Taisus, the third Taisus on the top, tiny Taisus. Ridam nivel ula is that loy karele nivel elmos of the ksiv chusayim leselechu gemuchu gemara. The taina of nivel is that loy. Rabbi Yehuda understood that his is more minovel. But it means to say, nivel is there, because it says in the pasuk, and that's what makes it nivel. So Rabbanon says, no, this is not called, this does not go into the isser of v'chukuseim loisalechu. Kiven the chsiv sayif ba'araisa, since the Torah says to do sayif, and we'll see soon what the makar is, loy minayik gamrina, we're not learning out from the goyim, we have it ourselves in our own Torah. And I'll bring you a riot to this yisoid, that you're allowed to do something like the goyim do, if it's said in the Torah. We learned in the Braisa that when a melech dies, so a melech Yisrael dies, you're allowed to burn his bed and all his kli tashmishon, you're allowed to burn it. It's by kavodik for the melech, no one else should use his things, so they burn it. It's not called darkei emari. Even though the goyim do this, it's not called darkei emari. So the question is, hey, chisafinam, since we find shreifa in the Torah, in Tanakh, the chsiv, it says in the pasuk, that the Navi, Yirmiyo, tells Yeshio that he's going to die by Shalom Thomas. Over Misvois Avisecha, Hamelochim, Arishainim, Shavanecha, Ken Yisvulach. That he says that you're going to die a death of a king, of a Melech Yisrael, and they're going to burn your things just like they burnt your father's things. So you see the entire already idea of burning the king's items. So lav minayik gamrinim, don't learn from the goyim. That's not called learning from the goyim. V'hochi nami, kiv nechsev saif by rice, since we have saif in the Torah, lav minayik gamrinim. We're not learning out from the goyim. And so where do we see that it's written in the Torah? And I'll show you. V'hochi nami, the parakim, we'll learn it in the next parak, in the parak later on. Elu hen anarogim, haritzeach, v'anchi yiradachas. That who gets killed with saif? A Ritzeach and Anchi Yirna Dachas, which is Avodah Zarah, the whole city of Avodah Zarah. So, Bishlam Yirna Dachas, Ksiv Bu Lefi Charev. It's the first apostle, it says, Haka Saka Es Yoshve Yir Hahi Lefi Charev. It's Klar Lefi Charev. El Ritzeach Menalan, Hain Ritzeach gets Saif Lefi Charev. Where do you see that? The Thailand in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk that if someone hits his own Eved, or Yisamasa, Beshevet, and Meis Tachas Yodai, Nokim Nokim. A person's chayav misa for killing an eved, because an eved is like a Yisrael, he has dinim like a isha, and therefore, an eved, if you kill an eved, you get misa. So it says in the bright, so it says in the pasuk, nokim yinokim, nikim yizu, ein yedei mahu. I don't know what type of misa do you give the ritzach. Well, you kill an eved, ein yedei mahu, kishu oimer, vavesi aleichem, cherev nekemes tekan bris, when the pasuk says, I'll bring on you a cherev nekemes tekan bris, which you see, Noikim goes to Yavacherev, Avayim and Akima Zusayev. See, Akima is Sayev. So, Akaponim, you see from here that as a first apostle, the Torah already Sayev. Now, how do you know you chop his head off? Ema, the bar is like Mivris. Maybe you poke him like with a spear. You poke him with the knife. So, well, the Fi Charev Ksiv. It says Pi Charev. And like Rashi brings down, it says Charev Pius Biodom. Pius mean something that has two sides. So, it doesn't mean the point, which is only one. It means one of the blades, one of the blade sides. And that's with Zvichar, therefore you kill him that way. Maybe you cut him down the middle, and make him into two, not chop his head off. Maybe you cut him from the head down to his feet, and you cut him into two. They pick out a good misa. So, Ashkechan the Kotel, Avda, you find, if you kill an Eved, he gets Saif. Bar Chayim Nolan. How do you know if you kill a Bar Chayim, which means you kill a regular Yid, how do you know you Chayiv Saif? Maybe Chayiv a different beast of Bezdin. So in Marlav Kavachayimu, Kotel Avda B'Saif, Bar Chayim B'Chenek. Remember, anything that's Stam is Chenek. We'll see in the next part about that. But everything that's Stam, it doesn't say that, it doesn't specify the Misa, it's Chenek. So the moral question is, we know that if you kill an Eved, you get Saif. Who said when you kill a Bar Chayim, you get Saif? Maybe you get Chenek. The moral says a Kavachayim. If you kill an Eved, you get Saif. You think you should get a lower, downgraded when you kill a regular Yisrael? You think you should get Chenek? Oh, so Hanich Lamandi Yom HaChenek Kal. It's only good if you look Chenek Kal. El Lamandi HaChenek Chomer, but if you hold the Chenek is Bochomer, so Ma'ik Lamema, what do you say then? So I'll tell you where we learn it out from. Nafka Lo'ay, mid the time of the Nebraisa, the Pasuk is talking about a Ritzach that you don't know about him. And it says that you bring an Egla Rufa, and then it says in the Pasuk that you should stole V'atav Tavar Adam Anoki B'Kabecha Kizasi Yosha B'nei Hashem. That says in that parasha. So it says, the hukshu kol shayf chidam al egla arufa. We makesh all shayf chidam or tzicha to egla arufa. Mal halon shayf egla arufa uses saif uminat savor and his neck. Afkam b'saif uminat savor. Imal halon there is not mamish a saif. There you take use an X, bekupitz umul ayrif. There you do it in the back of the neck and by saif of a person you do it in the front of the neck. Afkam bekupitz umul ayrif. And here we just do the back and with a kupitz with an X. Pick out a good misa. So the bottom line is, we had in our Mishnah and Machlokes, if you do saif with a sword, or you do saif with an axe like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, the only reason why he said you do it with axe is not really misa yafa, it's only because he holds uvechusem leslechu. But the Rabbanan answer, no, it's on first pasuk. We have lefichareb, we have nekemes, cherev nekemes akam bris, and we have din cherev, and therefore, it's not kuchu kaseim leslechu. And then the Gemara just wanted to know, how do you know ben chayim? So either it's a kavachayimer, or we'll learn out from egla arufa that it's the neck, and with a knife type of utensil. It's not mamish like a egla arufa, because here we want to do a bar loy misa yafa, that it should be a quick and easier misa. So that is saif, hereg, saif. Now I'm going to go to chenek. Talk to Mishnah. Mitzvahs and achnokim or yemeshakim ois bezevel arkavayisav. Here again, you put him to zevel because he might move around when you're trying to choke him. And like we said earlier in the Mishnah, why dafka zevel? V'noisin sudar kasha. So you put him to his knees in zevel. V'noisin sudar kasha osecha raka. Now, I don't think I spoke at last time. Why you use a soft handkerchief on the outside, and inside it's a rough handkerchief. The reason is because a soft handkerchief wouldn't be able to choke him. It's too weak. But if you use the rough one only, then it would disfigure his neck. Therefore, you kairach a suda kasha in a raka, the kairach atzavaroi, and you wrap it around his neck, and you're going to choke him. Each of the edim pull one side until he dies, until he chokes and dies. Zok to Gemara. Right. The Edom don't know. The Edom part of Duke not goes head. I don't say who, but they also. All Mrs. Bezdin. My skill also. All Mrs. Bezdin. It says Yada. Yada Edom Berishina. This doesn't speak it out. Here it just speaks as Zev. Yeah, same thing. If they can't do it, they can't do it. But Zok to Gemara. Tanur Abonim. We learned in the Brides. We're trying to bring now a Makar. We have to bring a Makar now for Chenek. So the Pasuk says by Eish Ashish, I'm going to dash this whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says like this. V'ish asha yinaf, read the whole pasuk, then the Gemara is going to darshan it. V'ish asha yinaf es eishas ish, someone's mezana with eishas ish, asha yinaf es eishas re'eu, mois yumas hanoi eif v'ana efe. It says mois yumas, doesn't say which misa, talking about eishas ish here. The loch is, mois yumas hanoi eif and efe, both the ish and the isha both get killed. Tana rabbonim. The pasuk starts off, v'ish asha yinaf, ish prat lekotan. That means if a katan is mezana with an isha, it's a ben test. He's 9 years old. He's a bar bia. He's mezana with the eishes ish. So the eishes ish, she is chayiv misa. He is not chayiv misa. And already the rishonim already ask, what's the chiddush? Of course, a katan never chayiv an einshim. You need a pasuk ish prat lekatan. So there's a tosis in kedushin daf yotes that says that just like we find by behema lahavdul by behema. Who's mezana with the isha? The loch is behemah gets killed. I behemah that chayven on inchim. Teretz is a cloin because everyone says this is the one who's mezana with her. It got killed on her. Therefore, you would think you would kill a katan also. Kamash malon ish prat lekatan. Asher yinaf es eishes ish prat leishes katan. If you have someone who's married to a katan, There's no Eish Pesach. Now, what's that Chiddush? A Katan doesn't have Kedushin. What's the Chiddush? So Zog Taisvis, a Pita Gemara and Kedushin, the Chiddush is sometimes a Katan could have Kedushin if it's a Yavam. A Yavam Bem Tes, it's Chal the Yibam, it's Chal the Ishus. So there still, it's not called Eish Pesach, or Gabi this din. Another example would be Yud, that if a person buys an Amar Avriah, that money that he buys Amar Avriah for is also for Kedushin, if he wants, and he give it to his own son. And even if his son is not a Gadol, it could work. Still, it's not called the Eishes Ish, the Gabi, this is a Chiv Misa. Probably Eishes Katan. Oy Eino, Eishes Re'eu, what's that for? Probably Eishes Acherim. Komet Lafuke, a wife of a Goy. It's not called the Eishes Ish to be Chiv Misa for that. Moisumas means Vechenek. It means with the Oynish of Chenek. Now, how do you know? How do you know Moisumas is Vechenek? At Oymer Vechenek, Oy Eino Alba Achas, we call Misa, Moisum Tarim. Maybe it's one of the other Misas. Sreifa, Skila, Saif. How do you know it's Chenek? Amrit, the Bryce says, Amrit, Komokoim, Shinema Misa Tarastam, ain't have to show them Moshkola Hachmer. You can't, if it says Misa Stam, you can't be Machmer, and therefore you have to give him Chenek. El Hakala, the Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua knows, says, how do I know Moshkola is Chenek? It's because I don't know which Misa to give him. So I give him the most cool to go on, which is Chenek. Doesn't specify, I give him the cool to go on. Rabbi Yenison, we'll see in the early on, holds that it's not the most cool of the chenek. So for Rabbi Yenison, he can't say that to Rasha. Because it's not really kalav. Ela kol misa amura b'tarastam in el chenek. Why? Because Rabbi isn't explaining. Rabbi Omer never misa b'dei shemayim. We find misa b'dei shemayim. Where do we find that? It says in the Torah, v'yomas gam oisai by erev oinon. It says losh of v'yomas. There was a regular misa. So we find Misa Shemayim and then Misa Bei Adam. It says Moishu Mos by Adam. Ma Misa Amur Bei Shemayim. Misa Shem by Roishim. Has no Roishim. Af Misa Amur Bei Adam. Misa Shem by Roishim. Has to be a Misa Shem by Roishim. And Skila has a Roishim. He gets stoned. Saif has a Roishim. Knock off his head. So must be it's Chenek. Freit the Gemara. The aim is Sreifa. Maybe it's Sreifa. That also is no Roishim. Because we said the Sreifa goes down his throat. There's no Roishim on his rest of his guf. So the Gemara with Omar Achmanah. Mefurish. Bas Kaim is Sreifa. Mechlal, the whole Labas Reifa, it must be that a Bas Yishol is not a Bas Reifa. A Bas Koyin is a Bas Reifa, is a Reifa by Eish Shish. It must be, he's not a Bas Reifa. So it must be, it has to be something that's done with the Misa Shemayim, it must be Chenek. So that's how he knows it's Chenek, because it's done with the Misa Shemayim. So Freit the Gemara, it's better for Rabbi Yenison, the Gemara's going to ask the question right now. Tap on the Gemara Medal. Bishop Rabbi Yenison, Kurukum Farish. Because it says in the Torah, it has to be a Misa that has no Roshim. It can't be skilo or because it doesn't say that. It says moishim was. It says skilo or sayif, and it can't be sreifa because we know sreifa is dafka bas koyin. So it must be something else, which is chenek. But at least we know we learn out. It has to be similar to misa b'deishmaim. So bishlam son of farish rabbi taima. Rabbi Yeshua is much worse. Rabbi Yeshua says you give him the most cool day. What does say chenek in the Torah? Rabbi Yeshua my the ikah chenek ba'olam. Aim a sayif. Maybe means at the lowest level sayif. Hey, no chenek at all. That's really your kasha. Amarava arba misas gemara gemir lehu. There was a locha moish v'sinai. The four misas with the name. Four misas. There was sreifa, skila, sreifa, herik, chenek. All four misas were locha moish v'sinai. So gemara gemir lehu. So he learns my lav v'shekala kamifagi. My lav v'shekala. The reason is so now it must be that this is the lowest level, and therefore since it says moishumas, we give him the lowest level. And kamifagi plukta the Rav Shimon Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Yeshua, the base machlekes is Rabbi Shimon Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yenison says, I can't learn like you, Rabbi Yeshua, that it means that you give him the lowest misa, because who said chenek is the lowest misa? I hold it's not the lowest misa. And therefore I have to make a drasha from misa v'shemayim. Masha'en kein, Rabbi Yeshua learns that we have here four misas in the Torah. The three are mefurish. Moishumas, stam, you give him the lowest level, which would be chenek. And the other man says, no, I hold that's more chomer. Therefore, it doesn't say, therefore he has different drasha, he has a drasha of Rebbe, that's done with the Misa v'deishmaim.